Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams, live on InfoWars.com.
Welcome to Counterthink with Mike Adams. This is, of course, as you might expect, an emergency broadcast edition. A little over 1 week away from the midterm elections, and the big breaking news for this episode that I'm going to break down here for the next hour is that we now have enough evidence that President Trump would be justified to declare these midterm elections to be fraudulent and null and void. That's the news today, and I'll explain why that is the case as we walk through this episode of Counterthink. Be sure to check out previous episodes at counterthink.com. Every episode also airs Sunday at 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com. The episodes are also rebroadcast at our new YouTube alternative known as Brighteon.com. That's Brighteon.com for these episodes. Much more from InfoWars, much more from Natural News, myself, the Health Ranger, and, of course, thousands of other channels as well. It's the YouTube alternative. Now, let's break down the news, because this is absolutely huge. Until the fake pipe bomb hoax took place, I had estimated that the chance of Republicans maintaining control over the House of Representatives at 60%. Because of this fake pipe bomb hoax, which, as I'll explain here, is obviously a deep state psyop. It's so obvious. It's you almost have to be lobotomized not to recognize that. But because of this operation, the chance of the Republicans holding the House has dropped significantly to, I say, 40%. Now, this may change. There's still more than a week to go before the election. And there's something that Trump could do, which I'll explain here, something he could do that could cause this entire psyop to backfire on the deep state and backfire on the Democrats. I'll get to that here in a few minutes. But let's review where we are right now. The midterm elections will determine the fate of our country. If the Democrats take the House, they will, of course, immediately move to impeach President Trump. And they will launch deep state investigations and fabricate false evidence to try to criminalize President Trump. But if the Republicans hold the House, and I'm assuming at this point they will hold the Senate, they will probably gain seats in the Senate. But if the Republicans hold the House, then that will allow President Trump to launch these criminal indictments of literally not just hundreds, but thousands of deep state operators who have committed crimes against these United States of America. They've committed crimes of sedition and, you could argue, treason. And many of them need to be arrested, need to go to jail. People like James Comey, Loretta Lynch, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton herself. Whatever happened to lock her up? Well, those investigations need to, well, some of the investigations have already happened, but the indictments have not happened because Jeff Sessions is, he's sitting there at the head of the DOJ, and he is deliberately blocking the arrests of the deep state criminals because Jeff Sessions himself has been compromised. And he has become, well, a modern-day Benedict Arnold for America. He is, you could argue that Jeff Sessions himself has become a traitor. But he will be replaced immediately after the midterms, regardless of who wins the House. And then a new attorney general will be put into place who will pursue these investigations. If the Republicans control the House, then they could go after these deep state criminals. Now, what this means is that the Democrats and the deep state are in desperation mode. They know that until this fake pipe bomb hoax took place, they knew that they were going to lose control of the House. It was a very likely thing. Momentum was building for conservatives. Early voting was strongly in favor of conservatives, and this approaching Honduran caravan was putting images in the minds of the American people that they reject. People don't want America to be invaded by 15,000-plus illegals from South America, who are fleeing, you know, failed socialist policies and failed nation states in that region. America can't take all those people in. We want to help those people, but we do so by helping them restore liberty in their home countries. But these images were causing the Democrats to lose ground in the polling, and this is likely what spurred the false flag pipe bomb hoax operation that is now working in favor of Democrats. We'll cover that and much more when we return here on Counterthink.
Warning. Take the red pill before viewing. Counterthink with Mike Adams.
And we're back on Counterthink with Mike Adams. Thank you for joining me today for this emergency broadcast as we approach the midterm elections. As I opened the previous segment with, and I will explain here, President Trump now has enough evidence to declare these midterm elections to be fraudulent. And I'll explain why. I'll break it down here point by point. There has been, ever since the 2016 election victory of President Trump, there has been a concerted effort, an organized actual conspiracy to overthrow the democracy, to overthrow the outcome of that election, to try to get Trump out of office. They created a fake Russia collusion hoax. They fabricated fake evidence, the Trump dossier. They committed crimes. Barack Obama committed crimes. James Comey committed crimes. Loretta Lynch and others, Peter Strzok, in order to try to falsely frame Trump for things that he never did and get illegal FISA spying warrants on Trump campaign officials. And they created this false narrative. They illegally leaked this information to the media. The media has been complicit all along in falsely framing Trump and trying to get Trump out of office. And then the tech giants played their role in all of this by selectively banning conservative voices. Now, the upshot of all this, or the aggregation effect of all of this, is that public debate has been shut down by the tech giants, the social media companies, Google, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, selectively banning pro-Trump accounts, conservative voices. They have, in effect, committed massive election fraud, massive election meddling, at the same time that the left-wing media has been pushing fake news all of this time. Lies against America, lies against Trump, lies against conservatives. They refuse to cover the news that people need to know, and then they fabricate fake news with either fabricated leaks or illegal leaks in order to push their left-wing agenda that is anti-America, that's pro-open borders. Their agenda is to destroy America, to overthrow the elections, and they are now very, very close to achieving that goal. In fact, these midterm elections coming up right now, if the Democrats take control of the House of Representatives, it will have been accomplished only through massive fraud and illegal election meddling by a combination of the tech giants, the deep state false flag operators, as well as the dishonest, lying left-wing media. Those are the three big players. Remember, it's the tech giants with the selective censorship of pro-America voices. In other words, destroying any chance to have public debate before these elections. That alone is massive election fraud and election meddling. You've got the left-wing media, which has been pushing propaganda, CIA-coordinated propaganda, essentially. The CIA sends a memo out to the left-wing media every day, tells CNN exactly what to say, what to report. Same story with the Washington Post, MSNBC, New York Times, Huffington Post, you name it. It's all a controlled propaganda psyop. That's all it is. Every day, the left-wing media is just a psychological operation. That's what psyop stands for. And then now, in addition, you've got the deep state operators running this false flag pipe bombing hoax. Let's talk about that first. That's important. We now know that the pipe bomb hoax was organized and orchestrated by deep state operators, and it's obvious because of the way that this white van, which was found to be in possession of this man who was arrested, Cesar, I'll have his real name here in a minute, but Cesar, whatever you want to call him, in Espanol, you would pronounce it Cesar. That's his name. This van was a professionally produced prop that it had all of these wraps with all these symbols, pro-Trump, pro-Pence, CNN sucks, target signs over Hillary Clinton. This thing, it had no scratches on it. It had no fading from the Florida sun. None of the wraps were peeling. It was a brand spanking new prop that was produced because TV is visual. It was produced because they needed the left-wing media programs to be able to run these images, run this visual representation of so-called right-wing hate in order to blame conservatives for this attempted hoax, this fake pipe bomb hoax. And the left-wing media has been falsely reporting this from the very first moment. They've been reporting these as bombs, but they're not bombs. They are props. They're movie props. None of them were functional. None of them exploded. They weren't even constructed with anything that could explode. The clocks on them were clocks without alarm functions. They were fake props. They're movie props. As I said, I said in a previous video, they should be said to be made by Acme Corporation and used by Wile E. Coyote in a Roadrunner cartoon because they are such obvious cartoonish fake props. They're Hollywood props. They're even bad props. So the media, by reporting these as bombs, which is what every left-wing media organization is doing, is pushing deliberately fake news. It's fake news. They're not bombs. None of them are exploded. None of them are even capable of exploding. They're falsely reported as bombs as part of a psychological operation. This is a propaganda campaign where they take theatrical props and then they call them explosives when they are not. Same thing with this van. It's said that this van and all the wraps and stickers on the van prove that the alt-right hates, that the alt-right is pushing violence. Even though there are over 600 documented attacks by leftists against conservatives, that's a Breitbart.com documentation, over 600 violent attacks against conservatives since 2016. And the left-wing media will not report on any of those attacks. It's the left-wing mobs that are violent. It's the Antifa violence, the Kathy Griffin holding up the decapitated head of President Trump. The left has been pushing violence. Madonna saying she's thought about blowing up the White House. Hillary Clinton saying that they can't be civil unless they win the elections. Eric Holder saying kick them when they're down. Obama saying bring a gun to a knife fight. All of these things, all this violence pushed by the left. And then bashing people over the heads with bike locks and bloodying people in the streets and attacking people with weapons. This is the left. They are the violent mobs. But this false flag operation of the supposed Trump supporter with this white van that is just perfectly professionally produced with all these anti-leftist information and propaganda, this is designed to change the conversation, to change the focus of the news, to change the narrative. And it has done so. It has been, so far, a, quote, successful operation by the deep state to change the conversation and try to portray conservatives as being violent terrorists. And it's so obviously fake. This guy is obviously a patsy. This guy obviously didn't know what he was mailing or was maybe he didn't even do the mailing. He was set up. The van was created for him. The whole thing is a psychological operation. Or maybe he's aware of all of this because it turns out that on his Twitter account, he doesn't follow any conservatives. He follows left-wing leaders on Twitter. Yeah, that's come out too. And if you look at his social media pages and everything, he's not a fan of Trump. He's not a fan of Alex Jones. He is a fan of left-wing political leaders. So it's possible either he's a patsy and doesn't know what he's doing, or it's possible that he knew exactly what he was doing and he infiltrated the Republican, you know, rallies to make sure that there are photos of him doing that. And he played along with this knowing that he could change the outcome of the election along with deep state operatives and the CIA. And don't forget, the FBI carries out these kinds of domestic terrorism plots all the time. In fact, this looks like an FBI operation. It could be very likely because the FBI, don't forget this, the FBI plots domestic terrorism activities and then recruits people to carry them out and then stops those activities at the very last minute and then arrests the dupe, the sheeple, whoever they can get. They use homeless people. They use, you know, drug addicts. They get people to drive vans. It's a classic FBI move. And then they arrest them and say, oh, we stopped terrorism. Give us more funding, Congress. The FBI does that all the time. This is widely documented. There's even a New York Times article that talks about the FBI planning and plotting bombings all across America. They did it in Cleveland. They got a bunch of homeless people off the street to try to bomb a bridge in Cleveland. They got caught. They got arrested. The guys did for domestic terrorism. The FBI set the whole thing up. The FBI loves to use white vans. The FBI loves to plot terror bombings. And isn't it convenient that the arrest happened so quickly? Oh my gosh, they had the video footage. They had the DNA evidence. They had everything. They had the white van ready to go for the TV cameras. It's such an obvious false flag operation. It's just pure theater to sway the outcome of the election. We'll have much more straight ahead. Stay with us.
K
Countering the brain-dead propaganda of the status quo. This is Counterthink with Mike Adams, right here on InfoWars.
So at this point, it's obvious that the election is being stolen, that there is massive coordinated election fraud taking place among the tech giants, the left-wing media, deep state operations, which could involve either the FBI or the CIA, or perhaps both. So I want to go through with you some of the evidence of all of this so that you know that, yes, President Trump is now fully justified, if he were to do this, to declare this election to be null and void because of the intense election meddling, the defrauding of the American people. The American people have been denied their right to a fair and free election. And I think we can all agree, especially those of us who are Trump supporters, we want fair and free elections. We want public dialogue. We want the open exchange of ideas. We want to debate the left because we can win those debates. Their ideas don't make any sense, and that's why they have to resort to censorship, because they can't win an honest debate. They can't win an honest election. And there is no way that a Trump supporter would send bombs to these Democrats like Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, George Soros, whatever. There's no way that would happen, because a Trump supporter would know that that would help the Democrats. You know, I mean, if there were some crazy person out there that were plotting to send bombs to somebody to try to win the election, they would send bombs to, you know, GOP senators or something, or send bombs to the White House. Of course, we don't want anybody to do that. We hope nobody's that crazy, but there are crazy people out there. And as obvious by what's happening right now, and people that can be recruited by the deep state to carry out these acts. The fact that they were sent to Democrats just barely, 10, 12 days before the election, whatever it was, with the white van ready to go with all the anti-leftist stickers, this is absolute proof that this is a coordinated, timed, deep state operation to try to sway the outcome of the election, because the Democrats are desperate, because they realize that they're about to lose. So they are engaging in every manner of election fraud. They are overthrowing the democratic process. They're not allowing this democracy to function as a free democracy, what's really a constitutional republic. But they're trying to overthrow every aspect of it. They've infiltrated and overthrown the media to spread false propaganda against America. They've infiltrated, and in some ways, they still occupy the deep state. They still have people inside the FBI. They have people inside the CIA and so on. And they're using this power, this leverage, to try to throw this election. And then you've got the tech giants that I've talked about, their selective censorship in order to halt all pro-Trump conversations or even pro-America conversations. And check this out. Facebook launched a war room. And this war room is designed to silence all conservative voices as we approach the midterm election. So the war room will allow any anti-America messages to go viral, and it will allow anti-Trump voices to get lots of traction on Facebook, but not any pro-America voices. Here's another story from Breitbart News that Brad Parscale, I don't know if I'm pronouncing his last name correctly, Parscale, that's how it's spelled, he's the campaign manager for President Trump. He says big tech is meddling with the election and with free speech. And the best quote from Brad in that piece is, quote, "Americans will no longer have a meaningful right to free speech if corporations, especially ones that cozy up to repressive regimes like China's, are allowed to dictate what is and is not acceptable speech and expression on the internet." That's his warning, and he's exactly right. Facebook, Google, YouTube, Twitter, and others are selectively banning conservative voices, and they're dictating what conversations are allowed to take place on the internet. And guess what? The only conversations that are allowed are those that are anti-America, pro-communism, pro-transgenderism, anti-Christian, anti-white people. I mean, it's a racist, totalitarian agenda that is being pushed by these tech giants, Google, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and so on. And they're doing this quite deliberately. This is all part of an effort to overthrow America and silence conservative voices. And this is election meddling. This is classic election meddling. This is 1,000 times worse than anything that the Russians were accused of doing. This is every day all across America, massive election distortion, and fraud. This is defrauding the United States of America. Robert Mueller charged some Russian companies with that exact so-called crime for running, I think, $100,000 worth of ads on Facebook. Facebook is committing, you know, billions of dollars worth of election meddling. Why isn't Facebook being charged with criminal interference with United States elections? Because the fraud and the criminality at the highest levels of those tech companies is so obvious and is so out of control. That's why I have called for the arrest, the criminal indictment and arrest of the CEOs of Google, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other tech giants that are clearly committing massive criminal fraud, denying the American people their right to express their First Amendment rights in America. Freedom of speech has been stifled. The corporations are trying to overthrow our country, and they have selectively sought to silence conservative voices in the run-up to this election, and they are pulling it off. No one is stopping them, and they may get away with it. And that's why Trump has now, I believe, the justification to declare this election to be null and void. It has been fraudulently altered at every level. There's more. Google shuts down the advertising campaign of a Toronto mayoral candidate before the election, but this is also happening in the United States. Google and Facebook are denying advertising campaigns of conservatives. So even if you have the money, you go to Facebook, you go to Google, you say, I want to advertise my campaign, I'm running for office. They'll say, no, you're a conservative, we're not going to let you reach anybody. But they gladly accept advertising money from, of course, liberals, socialists, communists, anti-America haters, anybody running for office who hates America or hates Trump or hates the Second Amendment. Oh, they're welcomed at these tech giants. Yeah, they can run their ads, no problem. They probably get a discounted rate. I bet you they charge double for conservatives if they even allow their ads, and then they charge half the rate for liberals and socialists who hate America. No doubt. And then you've got illegal voting. So Democrats are, of course, openly allowing illegals to vote in elections in places like California. The lack of laws nationwide that require voter ID, the lack of those laws is allowing illegals to vote everywhere across America. How many illegals are there in America? Well, by some estimates, it could be 20 to 60 million, depending on who you believe. How many of those vote? Well, probably millions. And who do they vote for? Well, of course, anti-America Democrats in almost every case. And so you've got millions of votes in America that are illegitimate. And you don't have voter ID laws because they've never been allowed by the left-wing courts. You know, they don't want you to prove you're a citizen in order to vote, because that's how Democrats steal elections. They do it through voter fraud. They do it through censorship. They do it through fake theatrical pipe bombing hoaxes. Everything that Democrats do is a hoax, a fraud, a crime against America. And that is why they must be stopped. The outcome of this election must be called into question. If Democrats win this, it's only through trickery and deceit and fraud. If Republicans win it, it's only by a miracle, overcoming the fraud and deceit of the radical left, the lawless left that hates this country, hates democracy, and wants to put in a totalitarian regime where they have absolute control over all elections, all speech, all thoughts, all business, everything. It's a totalitarian future if we don't win this. We'll be right back with more.
Exposing the corporate media assaults on your reality. It's Counterthink with Mike Adams.
All right, you are about to really understand why the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court was so crucial to the future of our constitutional republic. Listen very carefully and share this with everyone you know, especially those who are running for office. Let me say it this way. The best way for Trump to push back against this massive election fraud, election meddling by the tech giants, the dishonest left-wing media, and the deep state operatives who obviously tried to pull off this fake pipe bombing false flag, the way to push back is for President Trump to announce as soon as possible that he is launching an investigation into election meddling. Election meddling by all those actors that I just mentioned, the tech giants, the left-wing dishonest media, but especially the deep state operators who pulled off this fake pipe bomb hoax that was clearly staged, clearly set up for TV. It's a made-for-TV prop. It's pure theater. It's a psychological operation. But at the same time that this happens, at the same time, every Republican candidate who loses an election in the midterms by less than 5% needs to declare election fraud and needs to say that we do not accept the outcome of this election. We do not concede because of the incredible fraud, the incredible election meddling that has been systematically and in coordinated fashion carried out by these left-wing tyranny organizations, which include Facebook and Google, even Apple and others. This has been a coordinated attack on America. And so we must not accept this unfair election outcome. Any Republicans who lose by a close margin must say, we denounce these tactics by the left. We denounce the fake terrorism. We denounce that they terrorized America with this fake pipe bombing hoax. We denounce the censorship of the tech giants. We denounce the fake news media that's 92% anti-Trump all the time, every day, with fake news. And if GOP candidates take a stand together with President Trump and say, no, we reject this election fraud. We reject the election meddling. We reject the censorship. We reject the deep state false flag operations. We demand fair and free elections. We demand that we redo these elections after we have at least 90 days of no censorship, 90 days of public debate, 90 days where all those conservative channels that have been banned by Facebook and YouTube and Twitter and elsewhere are reinstated so we can have a real public conversation, a real debate. And only then can we have a fair and free election. Because if the people are denied access to information, to debate, if they're denied that, you don't have real elections, do you? You have stolen elections, which is what the left is trying to do. And this false flag, this false pipe bomb hoax operation is just, you know, that's just the icing on the cake for the left. This is just to drive it home and make sure they win the election by scaring everybody into thinking that conservatives are all mad bombers. Well, guess what? There are mad bombers in America's history, and they're all leftists. You know, they're all leftists, or they're CIA operatives, like the Unabomber himself was a CIA operative. So think about where this is going. Now, why the Supreme Court matters is because if there is such an announcement by President Trump, then obviously, it's going to throw America into a time of incredible just ripples or tidal waves of disagreement, and emergency sessions will go to the U.S. Supreme Court. The Supreme Court would be asked, to rule on these elections. And so this is why the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh was so important. And keep in mind that Trump has already declared a national emergency due to the arriving Honduran caravan. And Trump is about to issue executive orders, or he may already have, that would protect the United States border against this approaching invasion of foreign nationals who are illegals in that they have no status, no legal status to the United States of America. They're not citizens. They're not residents. And so Trump must stop them, but he's already declared a national emergency. Now, as I've covered in previous Counterthink podcasts and videos like this one, Trump has extraordinary powers under a national emergency to do all kinds of things, including, thanks to an Obama-era 2012 executive order, Trump has the power to seize all forms of domestic communication. Now, think about that for a moment. I'm not saying that Trump would do this, and I don't have any special inside information, and I'm not even endorsing this. I'm just saying, what if President Trump, after this election, let's say the Democrats win everything because of the massive fraud that's been committed, President Trump declares the elections to be null and void. He declares that under the national emergency powers, that the federal government will seize control of the anti-American, traitorous, left-wing, fake media outlets that have systematically sought to overthrow this country and have pushed fake news from the deep state CIA. And then under that executive order, media are then seized by the Trump administration to stop the censorship and stop the fake news. Simply restoring objective, neutral journalism and restoring public conversations and public debate. Trump has the power, under executive orders signed by Barack Obama, to seize Facebook, to seize Twitter, and to seize, you know, frankly, Google and YouTube, Snapchat, whatever. He has the power to do this, and he could seize control over those organizations and say, stop the censorship, restore all of the accounts so that all Americans can speak, all Americans can engage in a conversation, and then in 90 days we'll have really free and fair elections. Now, would Trump do that? I kind of doubt it, because that might be so far into the territory of authoritarianism, you know, that even a lot of conservatives might say, wait a second, this is too far. And so I'm not advocating that he do that. I'm just saying this is a what-if scenario, that he could do it. And depending on how bad things get between now and the actual election, he may do that. And if he does that, I mean, depending on what happens, what if the left now rolls out real bombs? What if they start actually bombing, you know, top Democrats with kinetic bombs? They might have this ready to go. They might be ready for this. They might have actual explosives and a list of the home addresses of Democrats ready to mail to, ready to have them blow up, have CNN cameras standing by, ready to go. How much election meddling is that? That is stealing the nation. That is extreme election meddling. And under those circumstances, I think I would support the president declaring a national emergency and declaring an investigation into the deep state operations that are trying to overthrow our elections and suspending the elections until we can find out who is doing this meddling, who's committing the fraud, and allowing Americans to have a public debate and then having fair and free elections when the time is right. I think I would support that given those certain conditions. And I think many other people would support that as well. So there's a danger on the part of the left. If they push this too far, if they unleash actual bombs, the backlash may destroy them. So they are playing a very dangerous game in all of this. What if it's discovered that this man arrested in Florida, what if it's discovered that he is a former CIA operative or worked as an informant with the FBI, or that he was given the van by some branch, some department within the CIA, something like that. Information could come out, and the backlash on the Democrats could be severe. It could destroy their chances of winning the election, and it could result in a massive red wave. So there's a lot that can happen. These are very chaotic times. Nobody knows exactly how this is going to play out. I'm just giving you a lot of what-if scenarios and trying to explain what's at stake. But I believe that the election fraud and election meddling right now is so severe that Republicans who lose this election by a very close margin should not concede and should demand investigations and should demand the end of censorship and demand a repeat of the election. We'll talk about more when we come back. This is Counterthink with Mike Adams.
Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams is now live on InfoWars.com.
Now, let's say that the election fraud is so severe and the American people recognize it, and even the GOP candidates who lose control of the House, they recognize it, and they and the people and President Trump all declare this election is fraudulent. We do not accept the outcome of this election because there's too much meddling. And there's all that censorship of the tech giants, everything I've talked about here. What would happen next? Well, we would probably be in a civil war type of scenario within a matter of months. Now, obviously, there would be massive condemnation by the media. The media would say that Trump is taking over. Oh, my God, he actually is Hitler. Of course, they always say that. And that he's taking over. He's seizing control of the country. That we must resist, and so on. In response to that, the left-wing mobs would, of course, take up arms, and they would flood the streets. They would flood Washington. They would just try to overthrow. They'd try to do a communist overthrow. In response to that, There would be Oath Keepers, National Guard troops, law enforcement, and armed patriots engaging those left-wingers, and now you're in a full-blown civil war. Okay, so that's one scenario. The next scenario, what happens if Democrats lose the House anyway, that we overcome the massive fraud and enough Republicans win the election to maintain a very slight majority in the House of Representatives? What happens then? Democrats go crazy and launch a civil war anyway, right? they go nuts. Over the next few months, Democrats, they start bombing government buildings. They go full radical leftist. They start murdering people in the streets. You know, the full violence of the left-wing mob comes out. And in response to that, we have National Guard troops and we have patriots and we have probably a declaration of martial law at some point if it gets bad enough and so on. So we have a similar outcome in those two scenarios. What about the scenario where the Democrats win the House and then the Republicans concede defeat and accept this fraudulent election, and they just go home with their tail between their legs? Because, you know, there's a lot of Republicans that aren't willing to stand up for truth. They're not willing to actually fight for this country. They don't have a backbone. They don't have a spine, like Jeff Sessions, for example. What happens in that scenario? Well, then the Democrats declare victory, and as soon as they're sworn into office in 2019, they impeach President Trump. What happens when they impeach President Trump? Unleashes a backlash all across America of patriots who know that all of this has been fabricated from the start, and we end up probably sooner or later in a civil war. And the reason I'm saying all of this is because I don't see a scenario where we're not in some kind of a civil war at some point. And we don't want to see that. We want to see our democratic republic, our constitutional republic, we want to see it succeed. We want to see fair and free elections. We want to see law and order on the streets. We want to see civility in society. We are the civil ones. We are the ones who are calling for civility. And yet, when we analyze the situation, we recognize that the left has become so deranged and so desperate that there's almost nothing they won't do in order to try to gain power. And if they cannot gain power, there's almost nothing they won't do to destroy the nation in the process. They will destroy America if they can't run it. Does that make sense? And as I've said before, the ideas of individual liberty are incompatible with the goals of a totalitarian globalist dictatorship that the left demands. Thus, Republicans winning the election, holding the House, is incompatible with what the left is willing to tolerate. The left, as we've seen, is willing to do anything. They're willing to mail pipe bombs to themselves, essentially, in order to try to win elections. They're willing to call for violence, as Hillary Clinton has essentially done. They're willing to bomb people. They're willing to murder people. I'm concerned about this Honduran caravan. I think that they might be setting up a false flag operation to bomb the caravan or shoot up the caravan and then blame Trump for that. That's exactly the kind of thing that the left would do, because they are criminals. Every last one of them, from the CEO of Facebook on down to the guy in the street that's just walking around tearing up Ted Cruz signs. Every damn one of these people are criminals. They're traitors to America. They're dishonest. They cheat. They lie. They deceive. And the ones running for office are the worst, like Claire McCaskill in Missouri. Or what's her name? Sanima in Arizona. I forgot her name. She's like, yeah, Americans should join the Taliban. Like, really? That's what you think? These people are insane. But they're willing to do anything to try to gain power. And we're seeing it all play out right now. And by the way, I predicted it all. On the record, myself and Alex Jones, we're in the studio. Many, many videos. We've already put out compilations of both he and I publicly predicting exactly what you're seeing. In fact, we publicly predicted that there would be attacks on CNN. We predicted the bombs. We predicted either a gun assault or bombings. And we said that when they find the guy's laptop, that the laptop would show a browsing history of visiting Infowars.com. We predicted it all months in advance. Because it's a playbook. It's so easy to predict because they do the same thing over and over again. The globalists, they're not that imaginative, actually. They're just very devious and sinister. They're willing to do anything. But if you know history, you know what they're going to do ahead of time. And that's why we knew this was coming. America is under assault at so many levels and to such a degree, the average American person has no idea the war that is actually being waged behind the scenes. There are people out there who think that these pipe bombings, you know, hoaxes, are from an actual person, an actual Trump supporter who actually wanted to kill Hillary Clinton with a bomb. Nonsense. You'd have to be naive to believe that. These are timed, theatrical, you know, staged events. And they have a political purpose, and they are being done in order to sway the outcome of this election. It's so clear, because this election, everything is at stake. Everything is at stake. As I've said, this is a moment in time when there's a divergent, two divergent futures. There's one future where the constitutional republic is intact. The Republicans win the election. Trump investigates the deep state and has thousands of indictments, and the traitors are exposed and go to jail. Democracy is restored, and the left-wing fake news media collapses. And then the tech giants are regulated to stop censorship, and we have a free country once again. That's one future. That's a future if we maintain control of the House of Representatives and if the GOP does its job. President Trump does his job, gets a new attorney general in place, kicks Sessions out, gets a new person in there, and goes after him, does the indictments. All right, that's one future. That's the future we want. The other future is if the Democrats gain control, they weaponize government, they overthrow the presidency through impeaching President Trump, they unleash more false flag bombing campaigns to try to blame conservatives, the media continues to push fake news, the tech giants continue their censorship, the country's torn apart, driven probably into some kind of a civil war, and the economy is destroyed on purpose with the help, of course, of the Federal Reserve, which continues to raise interest rates in order to crash the market. Note that they kept them artificially low, basically at zero for 8 years under Obama, but as soon as Trump got elected, they started raising rates systematically to crash the market, and you're already seeing the effects of that. The left, they want to be in charge. They want to be the tyrants of a totalitarian regime where everybody else is an impoverished, enslaved sheeple with no access to real information, no right to speak, no right to engage in a debate, and really no right to participate in a fair and free election. Because leftists will make sure that there are no fair and free elections. They will manipulate every election unless we stop them. And that should be the slogan. That should be the takeaway from this entire broadcast today. If we don't stop the leftists, they will destroy everything we value. They will destroy America. They will become authoritarian tyrants. They will destroy our democracy, our republic, the rule of law, the economy, the presidency, everything. They will destroy it all. They are the destroyers of worlds. And they will not stop unless you make them stop. And the way you make them stop is you go to the ballot box and you vote against them. You vote against every Democrat in every election. And if they still steal the election and they commit massive fraud, then probably America will have to find other ways to make them stop and restore lawfulness, restore our constitutional republic, restore the rule of law, restore elections. But it's going to get, unfortunately, it's going to be a mess. Keep watching. Counterthink.com is where you can see more of my episodes. Brighteon.com is the video website. Infowars.com, of course, daily news. And my website, naturalnews.com. Thank you for watching. Pray for America. This is Mike Adams. Take care.